Thanks, Kat. This morning I'm going to talk about the relationship between capture rate responses in adult mosquitoes to miniature light traps or CDC type light traps and the relationship of these numbers to what you find landing on a human subject. Of course, this is kind of a reiteration in some ways of Christopher's talk, but it does drive home the point that sampling mosquito populations is something we all do and it is very important. A lot of different reasons for this. We want to know species composition, abundance. We need to know activity cycles and space and time. And we also use this information in terms of deciding when to control, how to implement control, what time to implement it, and also to evaluate the efficacy. And sampling does have a lot of importance in terms of guiding research efforts, particularly with the use of things like kriging software, geographic information systems, and so forth. So a very important component of what we do. I think one of the things, again, this is kind of a reiteration of what you just heard, but trapping and sampling are not the same things. And this has a lot to do with the representativeness of samples that we obtain when we use different types of sampling devices, and some of these are listed here. And one of the things that's related to this is the fact that trap form has a big, plays a large role in terms of trap function. We decide what we want to sample, and then we build a trap to do that. One of the problems with this is that there are variations in trap function, and these lead to differences in estimates of mosquito density. And again, this is partly because we're always sampling a component of the overall population. And something that adds to this in terms of complications is trap efficiency, which changes because of endogenous cycles of mosquitoes, because of dioperiodicity, seasonal effects. A lot of different things influence this. Despite these shortcomings, however, some of the things that we do know in terms of drawbacks with different types of trapping techniques, we do use light traps for mosquito capture data. These are very important devices, partly because they're inexpensive, they're relatively easy to deploy, and they give us numbers, they give us information that we can work with, which is not always the case with some types of the trapping devices and some of the other contrivances that we use to sample mosquito populations. So the data that we get from light traps, some of this is listed here. We look again at species composition, abundance, activity cycles. Also allows us to implement control and to evaluate the effectiveness of control measures. And in addition to this, allows us to estimate because of the nature of the data to disease transmission risk, calculate things like vectorial capacity. All of these involve contact between the mosquito and the human being in terms of landing rate, and the operative assumption in when using light traps is that the responses to the light traps are equivalent in some way to the human landing responses. So this is the operative assumption, and everything that I'm going to talk about from this point on has to do with this operative assumption. So the study that we made was really a comparison of capture rate responses to these miniature type light traps and with the human landing collection method. We wanted to see what sort of a relationship existed, if any, between these two types of these two methods for assessing the mosquito population. And this was an experimental study. This was not a study made with natural field populations. It was made under controlled circumstances. And I don't think, yeah, I guess you can see that. All of our observations were made inside of a screened enclosure. We had two rooms that were identical in size and shape configuration. Each of these rooms for each of the different species of mosquitoes that we studied were filled with mosquitoes that we raised under ambient light temperature and humidity conditions in these screened enclosures. And every time we made a set of observations, we used a matched pairs design. And we did our collections by according to solar time. We divided the 24-hour period into 8 different periods. Four of these between sunrise and sunset, and four of these between sunset and sunrise. And I'll go into a little more detail on that in just a second. In terms of our collection method, we used aspiration of mosquitoes landing on an exposed human forearm. We used the same subject in all of these, in all of the studies, and every single collection that we did, it was always the same human subject. And we aspirated mosquitoes when they attempted to probe or when they'd been on the skin for a minimum of 5 seconds. So we considered these landing mosquitoes and mosquitoes that were intended to feed, but we did not allow them to probe or to actually take blood. Collections of mosquitoes responses to the miniature light trap were made using a programmable interval type of collector, which we set up in the adjoining room. And then this collected for at 8 different times in the 24-hour period. We looked at 5 different species of mosquitoes: Aedes albopictus, Anopheles quadrimaculatus, Culex nigropalpus, and Quinquefasciatus, and also Clerotatus triceriatus. And then everything we dealt with here in terms of statistical analysis and looking at the numbers was a log transformed number of females per unit of collection effort, and everything was boiled down to a 1 minute unit of collection effort. This is the collecting regimen that we used. Again, everything was based on a 24-hour cycle. We made all of our collections over a complete 24-hour cycle. And we had 4 periods between sunset and sunrise, 4 periods between sunrise and sunset. And these were always the same component of the solar day. Okay, it wasn't just the collections were not made in relationship to clock time, but were made in relationship to solar time. All of our human landing collections were made at the midpoint of each period for a period of 15 minutes, whereas our interval timer collections ran throughout the entire length of each period. One of the first things we looked at when we collected these data, because they could be looked at in terms of an average for daily collection versus an average of period by period collection, was, is there a relationship between light trap responses in terms of the mean daily capture rate versus the landing rate on humans in terms of the average or mean daily capture rate? And interestingly, we found that only for one species, when we looked at the relationship between these numbers from one sampling date to the next, we found that there was a significant relationship between those two, only for Anopheles quadrimaculatus, which was a bit of a surprise, because I think most of us assume that there is a relationship. And again, the operative assumption here is that there's a relationship between light trap captures and landing rate responses. But as you can see from this, in terms of the analysis of this information, again, this is based on 5 replicates, 5 24-hour periods of collection by light trap and collection by human landing method for each species. So we had very poor agreement, at least statistically, in terms of the numbers of mosquitoes that were collected. When we look at this in a little more depth, and that is looking at the relationship on a period-by-period basis, and this is the mean number of mosquitoes captured per period, you can see that there's congruency, there's a similarity in terms of the general patterns. But when we look at it carefully, and you can see again in terms of this relationship, it's significant in a statistical sense only for the Culex species, which is kind of a surprise. But the important things to note here when you're looking at this sort of information are, first of all, some of the responses to light traps have to do with this transitional time, either going into, during, or after changes in light, sunrise, sunset. You see differences in terms of the response to light traps versus what you see for human landing collection methods in some cases. But one of the more important features when you look at this type of information is here we have a positive response in terms of the change in response from this time period to this time period, this time period to this time period. You can see it's increasing here, whereas decreasing here. So when you look at this relationship statistically, this is the reason why some of these things come out as a no relationship or a non-significant relationship. So the next question we looked at was, is it possible to select some of these periods and improve the fit in terms of this operative or a functional response? Light trap responses, are they equal to human landing responses? We used 4 criteria to do this. These are listed here. We evaluated single period models. That is, we evaluated responses during the transitional times, sunset and sunrise. We evaluated multiple period models. That is, where we looked at groupings of periods in terms of this relationship. And then we just used simple polynomial regression, linear and curvilinear models, to look at the response relationships for these different sets of periods over time. And then we looked back at our data in terms of the observed mean daily capture rate to evaluate the effectiveness of the models that resulted. And so the results of that analysis are shown here. And as you can see, for Aedes albopictus, there wasn't a statistical model that could be fit to the relationship between light trap responses and human landing rate responses. And no matter how you look at the information, no matter how you arrange the periods and the data, there is not a way to fit those two responses together in a way that says there's a relationship between the two. So basically what you're getting in light traps, it's not that it doesn't have very much relationship to what's landing on a human subject, it's difficult to forecast one from the other. We also had significant fits for the other 4 species in terms of looking at selected periods during the day. And in the case of Anopheles quadrimaculatus, for example, we ended up with periods 1 through 5, which is the time between sunset and sunrise. For nigropalpus, the same thing, sunset, sunrise. Quinx, between sunrise and sunset. And then also for Triceratops, sunrise, sunset. And all of these were fit very nicely. We're using this information able to relate light trap responses to landing rate responses. And this is just another depiction of the very same information. I've given the schematic for period up here just for reference. But in terms of albopictus, we can't use any of these data for forecasting light trap responses in terms of human landing rate responses, regardless of the periods of the day that we use. Quads, this is the time of the day. Again, this is the periods from sunrise to sunset to sunrise. Same thing for nigropalpus. Quinx, it reverses. Most of our sampling during the nighttime does not show, in terms of light trap responses, is not a usable information in terms of what's landing on a human host. Okay, as I mentioned earlier, we took this information and attempted to validate it by taking the estimates from the regression equations that were shown in the previous slide, calculating estimated values, and then comparing these with the observed values, and this is what came out of it. The real benefit to doing this was bringing down the confidence intervals for these estimates. If you look at this information in terms of all the data that are gathered in a 24-hour period, these confidence intervals, the bounds on the estimate, the bounds on error for the estimates are huge, probably orders of magnitude beyond the mean. And this was a way of bringing down these confidence intervals so that we could see a pretty clear cut, a pretty precise relationship between light trap responses and the responses that you see on a human host. So in summary, it's possible to forecast or to measure this relationship. And again, this was an experimental study. We've got this work done. It's ready for publication. But we were able to demonstrate this relationship with the exception of Aedes albopictus and to show that sampling during certain times of the day does increase the precision in terms of what's going on with the human landing rate response. Now we need to test this with wild populations of mosquitoes and make appropriate changes in surveillance systems. Thank you very much.